Hey, it's Trevor Grant from Revenue Hub. Today we're joined by Dori Steen, CEO of Fornova, one of our expert partners. Dori puts forward his views on why it's even more important in the current climate that revenue managers must make themselves indispensable. He gives practical examples how to do this, touching on three core areas. Firstly, driving direct revenues and demand generation. Next, he looks at Google Pay Per Stay and the three key areas where this is highly advantageous to hotels and why revenue managers should be involved. Finally, how revenue managers should also get involved with OTAs and direct marketing campaigns via programmatic channels. Anyway, I hope you enjoy the conversation. Let's get started.
Hi, Dori. Great to have you join us again. Wonderful to see you.
Great to be here again.
You all well?
All well. Sitting in a different place from the last time we recorded our video.
I was going to say, different background to last time. I could see some pictures there, which look very good. There you go. Excellent. Well, look, thanks for joining us. After hearing more about Fornova and yourself in our last discussion, the Who Are We? And for anyone that hasn't listened to that, first question is why not? And secondly, go back and listen to it. You made an interesting comment, and I wanted to get you back on to just sort of unpick that comment that you made. And it was really, without quoting you verbatim, it was along the lines of, you feel revenue managers are at a point where they must start to make themselves indispensable, which I guess by definition implies that you think that they either are or will potentially become dispensable unless they shift or adapt or maybe evolve is a better word. So I just wanted to kind of unpick that with you and understand exactly where your thought process was coming from.
I see the whole move we've been hearing about for years now towards total revenue management as the natural will and desire of any person in any role to take more responsibilities, provide more value to the organization, maybe get more compensated, or become more indispensable. The more valuable you are to your organization, or in our case, your hotel or hotel chain, the less odds there are that you're going to be furloughed, the lower odds that you're going to be fired, downsized, and later on in a better financial environment, higher odds of getting a salary raise because you're more valuable to the business.
Yeah, makes sense.
And my claim is that in this day and age, pushing revenue managers or advising them towards total revenue management is in a way misleading. If you're looking to take more responsibilities, now more than ever, get involved in demand generation, get involved in marketing. And I'm happy to explain. I'm not saying you're becoming the head of e-commerce, the head of online marketing, the head of offline marketing, not at all. But what I'm saying is, in total revenue management, you are effectively, if you went to the trade shows we've both been to, if you've heard the lectures we've been hearing over the years, you were supposed to go back home and brush up on pricing of food and beverage, see webinars about how parking pricing works, read in depth about the different strategies for pricing the spa and whatever ancillary services your hotel provides. And I don't know how to phrase it, but I don't think you become dramatically more valuable to the organization, to your hotel chain, if you implement a change in the pricing of the treatments in the spa.
Gotcha.
Now, I'm not saying it's not valuable. We can talk about how valuable it is. I'm saying it doesn't make you indispensable. What does make you indispensable? If you can sit in a meeting and explain to everyone without saying, just by being involved, that you are a crucial part of direct revenues or of demand generation on the OTAs or with the wholesalers. And I have practical tips of how to do that. Let's take Google, for example. Have you ran any discussions with anyone about PaperStay, the big move Google's made?
We touched on PaperStay when we did an interview with the CEO of Mirai, and he was explaining the PaperStay and where it fits in. We haven't done a specific targeted discussion around that, and I know that's a key area that you've highlighted when we've spoken before.
So at Fornova, we believe that the move to PaperStay by Google is a fundamental shift in the industry, where Google are effectively becoming an OTA, mm-hmm. where there's just a couple of differences. The first difference is you don't check out on Google. You can, it's an option, it's called book on Google, but in most cases you're checking out on the hotel website, which is an advantage to
Absolutely.
The hotel, because
yep.
they store the client information, they can retarget. The second difference, and this is where revenue management comes in, is that you can now set the commission. Mm-hmm. Now, there's three reasons we believe it's bound to take it's bound that most hotels are going to take advantage of this model or proposition by Google. One is because of cash flow reasons.
Okay.
On the one hand, you're paying for a click,
yep.
where a percentage of those clicks are going to book,
yep.
and it could be in a month, it could be in two,
yep.
could be in 2 weeks, but that's still cash flow.
It's still cash flow, absolutely. You're still paying it now.
Paying it now as opposed to paying on the following months to check out. So in some cases, the guest checked in on the 28th, he's checked out on the 2nd, you're only paying for that guest on the following months to the checkout.
So the PaperStay, you only pay a month after the checkout?
On the 18th of every month,
yeah.
1 month after checkout.
Wow, that's a big difference for cash flow.
A massive difference. The second difference is that if you look at the cancellations on OTAs pre-COVID, mm-hmm. they're very high. We're talking yeah. in some regions 20s. I've seen 50s. I've seen countries in Europe where on booking, you've got 50% cancellations. I'm not going into what the reasons are.
But
everyone knows that in March it jumped up to 100 because of COVID. Everyone cancelled.
Absolutely.
And now we've got clients in Spain. We're working with a few big chains in Spain, and they've just, they've had occupancy drop from high 60s to low 20s.
Wow.
In a matter of a week, the minute the UK government
changed the rules. Yeah.
The cancellation risk until a vaccine is found is higher than ever. But even after a vaccine is found, it's still not 2%.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're paying after checkout, you're not paying for the people who no-showed. You're not paying for the people who've canceled.
Yeah.
Yep. And that's a massive issue.
So whereas before, as you say, you'd been paying for the pay-per-click, you'd have paid for that conversion to the booking, but then when you get the cancellation, you're then losing the revenue as well.
Exactly. And the third fundamental change is that managing a PPC campaign on Google for a hotel is a complex challenge matter. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The way I see it, Google have come to the industry and said, you're done with that. Just tell us what percentage you're willing to pay. Exactly like you do with Google, with Expedia, booking with the OTAs.
But do you have to, with the OTAs, you're you agree a commission rate, don't you, for a contract? Do you have to do the same with Google, or is that fairly, is that more dynamic?
You enter the commission you're willing to pay.
Right.
And Google are effectively acting as the agency, converting that to PPC.
They're right, okay.
PPC based, but they're doing the conversion part from this hotel is willing to pay 15%.
Yep.
We'll do all the heavy lifting of calculating the commission that needs to be paid. Now, from our talks with Google, they estimate that the lion's share of our industry, the smaller properties, the smaller chains, will in the next couple of years move to this model simply because of these three dramatic advantages.
Yeah, which would make sense.
Whereas so back to revenue managers.
Yeah.
If our prediction is true, and in most hotels, they pick Google up on this, as I see it, amazing offer, and the chain moves to this model. First of all, I think the revenue manager should know about it. It's not today. I talk sometimes to revenue managers and they hear Google and their eyes glaze because that's not me.
Well, that's what I was going to pick up with you, because we're talking about generating demand. We're talking about setting up campaigns in Google, and all of that makes sense I would look at it and think, if I'm a revenue manager, absolutely. But I'm going to be treading on someone's toes for doing this.
100%. So I am not saying that they should step on their toes. I'm saying they should do two things. Mm-hmm. Number one, advocate for it, read about it, learn about it, and not get that glazed eye look. That's not me. That's marketing. Read about it, understand it. There's a lot of content out there. We've created content. You've mentioned Mirai, they've created content. Google's created content. Just read about it.
Yeah.
Then you advocate for it
in your meetings. Yeah.
In your meetings, and say, guys, we don't have the money now to pay for clicks. Let's work on a commission basis. The second thing I'm saying is, marketing are in charge of connecting to Google, of getting the rates in Google.
Mm-hmm.
But as a revenue manager, you can't not control the setting of the commission given to Google.
Yeah.
You know, you are the most knowledgeable person in the hotel about your current occupancy, your target demand, on the books. Even without BI systems like we have, you know how to decide to increase or decrease the commission.
Well, you're the one that knows the current position more than anyone else. So you're the one that can decide, or should decide, what is needed next.
Exactly. And you know that now we're actually doing okay compared to target, so let's reduce maybe the commission a bit to Google.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's going to become even, you have an opportunity in the next few months to become even more valuable if your hotel chains move to pay-per-stay, because Google have taken a very different approach here. In the PPC model, they have, as I said, amazing granularity. Cents,
yeah,
up and down. Here, yeah, it's 1% up and down. As I said, platform, if the user has entered a date or not, there's a whole lot of granularity.
Yep.
And on paper stay, they've simplified it to no granularity. Currently, you just tell them a percentage.
Right, okay.
Not per country, not per platform, just a percentage.
So it's like, I just want to pay 12% or 15%, and that's the one thing I've got to just plug in.
But when we ask them about what's the next stage, when you do add granularity, what is it going to be? The first granularity added is going to be booking windows.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And that's fundamentally relevant to revenue managers.
Yeah.
Who knows in the organization that on a specific week We're doing badly compared to our targets, compared to the demand, compared to our competitors, and we need the guests more. We need more heads in beds, so we're willing to pay 5% more.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's a simple thing. We got to looking at the booking window. We've got a low period. We need to pay. We can pay a bit more for that. So let's bump up. We used to pay 15. Let's pay 17.5%. See what return we get on that. Very simple.
And now I'm asking the revenue managers to imagine sitting in talks with their colleagues, how they'll be perceived if they're discussing the pricing of the spa food and beverage, or they're discussing how they're going to work with the biggest direct channel in the world that's still growing fast as Google. And then that their discussions are going to be, on this week, I want to increase the commission. On this month, I want to decrease it. And they're constantly making changes and iterations to their strategy. That's my first example of becoming indispensable.
Well, probably the incremental revenue that's being brought in there compared to maybe altering your parking price by a dollar or so could be a little bit more impactful, I would say.
Now, again, it's not nice that we're dissing. We're saying, if you've got the time, if you've got the team, if you believe there's a lot of improvement to be made on these subjects, go ahead and do them.
Yeah.
But what we're advocating for is to become indispensable. You've got to be involved with getting heads in beds.
Driving the demand.
The second example I have is working with the OTAs. When I talk to revenue managers about OTAs, depending on the size of the hotel, the minute there's a distribution manager, the minute there's someone else in charge of the relationship with the OTAs, I get that same glazed eye. Oh, that's not me. I set the rates.
Yeah.
Commissions, relationship with the OTAs, that's not me.
Yeah.
And it gets my...
it gets your goat. Yeah.
Because again, you're missing out on an opportunity to become invaluable for the organization. And I'll give you an example. On booking, mm-hmm. you have something called Booster. On Expedia, you have media ads where you're effectively paying PPC for placement.
Mm-hmm.
Booking with Booster, you're giving a commission
mm-hmm.
for increased placement.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same. They've also got a commission model where you're paying for placement called Accelerator.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not saying as a revenue manager, you need to study all the complexities or granularities that we call with Google, because you can do it per country.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take that.
Mm-hmm.
Who in the organization knows what the additional commission we are now open to paying for a guest from Germany if we're in the UK?
Yeah.
Only the revenue manager.
Yeah.
If you go to the distribution manager, he knows how to work with Booking and Expedia. He knows the problems that they have with them, and he knows how to deal with them. But it's a fixed commission.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't get in play around with the commission. And the way we see it is they're giving you an opportunity to flex the commission up and down according to your needs on different dates, on different countries.
Mm-hmm.
There's additional, if you want to go deeper, you can also pay and run promotions.
And back to your point about country, with countries continually being put on lists or taken off lists, you know, the ability to adjust that accordingly and knowing what previous demand has been like, that sits with the revenue manager. So that collaboration is what it's all about. But you're going to them to say, how can we drive it? We need demand. This is where we can drive demand. What can we be doing? And you're instigating and initiating. Is that what I'm understanding?
I'm saying more than that. I'm saying,
go on.
First, understand the capabilities. And as you're saying, instigate a discussion that We used to have guests from 50 countries.
Yep.
Now I see we've only got guests for various COVID-related reasons, only from these two countries. So the first is, let's have a discussion of how we get through these channels, the OTA channels, more guests from these countries. But I'm saying, taking it a step further, don't leave the decision of how big the promotion is. Don't leave the decision of how big the extra commission is in the hands of the distribution manager. Leave it in your hands.
Yeah.
Get involved in setting it. It could be as simple as emailing him with the changes. It could be implementing technology that facilitates the integration. It could be in a Google Doc. Just leave it. Leave the core of the decision, up and down of a commission, up and down of a promotion, in your hands.
Yep.
And that's the secret we're advocating for becoming indispensable.
Makes good sense. and as you say, it's not saying, and you're not denigrating the TRM message, and you're not saying that we shouldn't be looking at maximizing revenue. But what COVID has shown us, or put us in a different position, is that we've got to, it's marginal gains, maybe adjusting for the amount of people staying and using the parking and using the spa is so minuscule that the impact you're making and the needle you're moving is so small. Learn about it to be ready when it comes back, because it will be valuable. But at the moment, you've got to put yourself heart and center of driving the demand, driving the heads on beds. And that's the message that that you're conveying here. Yeah,
exactly. We've got more examples, and we've made it a point of weaving these actions into our products to give revenue managers tools to do it.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying, even if you're not working with us, even if you're doing everything manually on paper, get involved, knowledgeable, and stay involved in the most important part of these decisions, and that is the size of a promotion, the size of a change in a commission, per date, per booking window.
Yeah.
And we've got another example is, we help hotel chains integrate with all their programmatic channels. That's Google, the SEM side, the words, the phrases side, Facebook, retargeting companies. And what we see, because of the disconnect between revenue and marketing, is they're working on the messaging. They're working on the wording, on the images.
Yep.
On the selection of the right partner, the cookie drops on the right mobile phone and on the right computer, and they know to retarget, and they're retargeting the right hotel on the right date at the right time. But the most important parameter is price. And because of the disconnect, they're not necessarily showing the best price.
Yeah.
And the best price is not necessarily the one on your website now. If I was a revenue manager and I want to become indispensable for the organization, then I constantly manage a direct marketing promotion, which I can change according to our hotel's needs. So what I'm saying is, the minute they open up to marketing, there's no place they cannot stay involved.
Mm-hmm.
The minute they're knowledgeable, the minute they're coming to marketing and saying, I'd like to make sure that every week we're running a promotion of this size. You implement it. You take credit for getting those additional guests. But the general manager will know, if you're involved in setting that and if you've instigated it, that you're also you've dramatically affected the growth.
And that means you're having impact. That means you're valuable.
That's our message.
Absolutely. And I think you're right, because sometimes, you know, they don't have to be using technology. Yes, I mean, you know, you guys, there's other providers out there, you know, there's technology there available. But the first stepping point, and I'm going to use the word ignorant, and I don't mean it in a condescending negative way, but don't be ignorant to the information. There is so much information available.
I'll finish off with one tip. Go to the head of marketing, go to the head of distribution. If you're lazy and don't like reading, I'm joking, lazy, but if you want a shortcut to more knowledge, and just ask them to give you a 15-minute guided tour to the extranet of Booking and the extranet in Expedia. Mm-hmm. I've met dozens and dozens of revenue managers, and practically none of them have ever logged in, because it's not their responsibility.
I know, that's what's frightening, isn't
it? To the extranet. Now, I'm not saying you need to click on anything. I'm just saying,
understand it.
Run through the different tabs and you're going to see, oh, I can put a promotion just for their loyalty group. And there you're going to see the attributes of how often the people who are part of that loyalty, the Expedia or Booking loyalty, it's mm-hmm. called Expedia Plus or yeah. Booking, how often they come back, that they cancel less, all the details about them. They'll find it fascinating. It won't be half an hour, it'll be more.
Yeah.
And the additional understanding they will have is mind-boggling. When you don't want to read about Google, ask them to show you how the analytics dashboard looks. Mm-hmm. I can go on and on. But
I think you got the core points across.
But I think we've got the core message across. Yeah,
absolutely. No, I think that's brilliant. And I'm glad we got you back on to unpick that, because just listening to it, it seems so logical, but logic always doesn't seem to work, because I don't know how many times people have been talking about revenue management and marketing getting closer together. It's spoken about almost as much as TRM was spoken about. It seems to still be easier to talk about than to actually do, but maybe this will be the trigger to get people moving in that direction. So that's brilliant. Thank you so much for sharing the time. Thanks for finding the time to talk to us again. Thanks for sharing that information with us. Brilliant.
Thank you very much.
Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So that's the end of our conversation today. I'd like to thank Dory for joining us, and I hope you found the conversation interesting and maybe thought-provoking. If you like what we're producing, please do subscribe through the podcast channel you're listening to. If you want to see the interview, you can find it on the Revenue Hub YouTube channel, and the link will be in the podcast notes. And if you can subscribe on YouTube, that would be great, because it really helps out the channel. Anyway, until next time, thanks for listening.